Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our current series of studies, The Miracles of Our Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that the listeners of the program have enjoyed these miracles. I have certainly enjoyed bringing them to you. We're going to speak of the healing of the blind man today. It's found in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. And if you have your Bibles near at hand and wish to follow in the scriptures, please feel free to do so. I think that we do gain as we read in the scriptures and see them read. Mark 10, verses 46 to 52. We will read them through as a narrative and then comment on them verse by verse. And they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples. This is the Lord Jesus, of course. They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And then he charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now the scene of this story is interesting. It happened outside the city of Jericho. Now Jericho in the Old Testament was the city of the curse. Jericho was the first city that the children of Israel met after coming across the Jordan River in the Promised Land. And it resisted, and Joshua and the armies of the Lord destroyed the city. And Joshua said on that occasion, Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city, Jericho." It was in ruins, but it was rebuilt. And these people lived in Jericho. That wouldn't make me feel happy, would it, you? They lived in a condemned city. Now, we want to talk about this visit of the Lord to Jericho. As far as the scriptures tell us, this is the only visit that the Lord Jesus Christ made to this city. It was not too far from Jerusalem, down by the Jordan River, but he did not go into Jericho. The only recorded one, now I can't say that it's all recorded in the scriptures of his travels, but we make a point of it, that right at this moment we're going to say that he was there only once. Now, in the city he met Zacchaeus. There were two men that brought him to Jericho. One was a very rich man. He was a tax gatherer. Zacchaeus was a rich man. And this poor blind beggar, blind Bartimaeus, was a poor man. He was a beggar. You know, the Lord meets all kinds of people. One man was rich and one man was poor, but they had a common need. They needed the Lord, and they neither one had what it took to get into the right relationship with God. They needed the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here he is. We'll not talk about Zacchaeus. It's too long. It's a lovely, lovely story. But he met Zacchaeus, and they were both anxious to see this wonderful person, this Jesus of Galilee, who healed people, who raised the dead. Bartimaeus was sitting, I believe, just outside of the gates as the Lord came through the city of Jericho and left the city, sitting there so that his begging would be more productive. Right at the gate of the city, people coming in would see this poor man and would give him money. Now, the Lord's contact with blind Bartimaeus was wonderful. Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was on the highway. Bartimaeus called out to the Lord for his mercy and for his healing. He'd heard of this famous person. And if it was indeed the only time that Jesus ever visited Jericho, this poor blind man had only one chance to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, to see him, to see what he was doing. And Bartimaeus called out loudly for his mercy and for his healing. Verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, just a blind beggar. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." His case was desperate. He had this one chance to contact the Lord Jesus Christ. And he called out. And you know, Jesus stood still. He heard his cry. I don't know how much noise the crowd was making that was following the Lord on this occasion. But Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Now one wonders why the Lord didn't go over to where the blind beggar was sitting, but he commanded him to be called. I'm going to make a point of this. The Lord calls people to himself. We read it in the scripture so many times. If you want to realize what an important thing it is to be called, look it up in the Strong's Concordance, and you see the calls to the people of God. And you know, I believe that God gives a call to every man in this world, every man, woman, and child in this world today. He gives them a call. He wants them to be saved. God is long-suffering and not willing that any should perish, and he gives us a call. It's an honor to be called, and especially by the Lord. The Lord called him, and he got up, and he threw away his garment, and he went to the Lord Jesus. And we have him there as he was in the presence of the Lord Jesus. The Lord stood still and commanded him to be called. Blind Bartimaeus responded immediately, even to throwing away that garment. I wonder what was the significance of that. That garment. I don't know that there was any really spiritual significance to it. But I know one thing. There is a garment that we, you and I, need to throw away when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's explained about in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6. Listen to these words. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses, plural, are filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. You know, many, many people think they've got to make themselves fit for heaven. Many, many people try to think that they're going to earn, as it were, the sympathy of the Lord by what they do. And I was among them at one time in my life. I thought I had to work to be saved. I thought I had to be good. It was very difficult, I'll grant you that. But I thought I had to work for my salvation. They were my righteousnesses, and they in the sight of God are as filthy rags. Now the same prophet Isaiah, just a few chapters before this, speaks about, he hath clothed me with a garment of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness. I don't know why Bartimaeus threw that his coat away. But I'm going to make a point of it. Maybe he threw it away for my benefit. I'm making a point of this. Yes, we need to get rid of our self-righteousnesses and claim the righteousness of God that is in Christ, that is imputed to us the moment that we believe. He sees us just as righteous as Christ. Now, he came into the presence of the Lord Jesus, and Jesus answered him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." He owned his condition. "I'm blind." Oh, I tell you, we need to own our condition in the presence of the Lord. "I'm a sinner." The scriptures tell us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," and we need to own it. I don't think we come to the Lord seeking his salvation with any thought of self-exaltation. We can't do that. It's actually impossible. And so he tells the Lord this. Now listen to the Lord, what he says to him. The Lord says, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. This is verse 51. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Now in verse 52, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. How wonderful. The man was, he was saved, and he followed the Lord. He just didn't want to let him get out of his sight, to think that he got his sight back again. Now we're going to speak of our correspondence to the man blind Bartimaeus. There was a time in our lives when we were blind. We were blind with that natural ignorance that we have of the ways of God. You do not discover God by your wonderful intuition and your wonderful knowledge. You do not discover God, not at all. You do not. We just don't have that capability. Salvation is a revelation. He shows himself to us. We do not understand the greatness of God. No, we are blind by nature. We're blind by ignorance. We're blind by Satan. We read, for instance, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan blinds people's eyes to their need of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we correspond to blind Bartimaeus, for we were blind too. Now, the Word of God will show us our way. We read in Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Isn't that a wonderful verse? The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. The Word of God showed us that we were sinners. The Word of God showed us that God loved us. The Word of God showed us that Christ died on the cross so that God could righteously save you and me. He took our judgment. The Word of God tells us these things, and it shows a light on our pathway. But oh, when we, like blind Bartimaeus, realize our need and come to the Lord in that need, the Lord honors faith. The Lord always honors faith. And when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he did accomplish our salvation, that it's all done. The work that saves is done. We're saved. Our Father, we thank you today for this wonderful story of blind Bartimaeus. May it be reviewed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.